because there's an opportunity here for many people who listen to the News and Views radio network. There really is. And that window is open right now. And I want people to take advantage of this if they can. So I've been trying to get Don on. We've got him on. I know they've got a series of meetings going on. But Don is the CEO of Northern Plains Nitrogen, and I want to talk to him about this. Don, good to have you on News and Views.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to it.
Let's begin this way. Tell people what Northern Plains Nitrogen is.
Northern Plains Nitrogen is an LLP, really, limited liability partnership. It is the brainchild of starting with the North Dakota corn growers who took a look at their nitrogen costs in the upper Midwest. North Dakota might be considered really upper, I would think. And decided to take a look at perhaps remedying that ongoing situation where they relied on imported nitrogen to look after their needs. And so that goes back several years, far before my time with them, I might add. But the rest is history. The corn growers got together with other grower groups, including some from Minnesota and South Dakota and Canada, and have put together Northern Plains Nitrogen, which is now in the process of spearheading an effort to build a world-scale nitrogen plant just outside of Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Well, I was incredibly tickled to hear that Grand Forks was picked as the site. I know that part of what is in play in all of this, Don, is the acquisition or the ability to harness some of that energy from Western North Dakota and put it to work on behalf of corn growers and everyone else. The basic plan, the model of what you're going to build, Don, once you get all these people signed up as members and they can make a buck or two on this, is what? What will the plant physically look like when you're done?
Well, the plant will occupy a pile of land. We are accessing about a half section, around 320 acres of land, just west and north of the city of Grand Forks, not too far from Highways 2 and Interstate 29. And the plant will look like a regular world-scale nitrogen fertilizer plant with capabilities to produce 2,200 tons, I suppose 2,400 short tons of anhydrous ammonia a day, and all the downstream nitrogen products, which will be part of our product mix. But the main point, going back to your point, is this. The feedstock for nitrogen fertilizer plants is natural gas. And so with the activity in western North Dakota and other parts of North America, combined with the need for nitrogen fertilizer in North Dakota, it's probably as nice a fit as I have ever seen regarding those two important aspects of a plant.
Well, and if I were in the Williston Basin right now with this Bakken play, I'd be looking really seriously at good. No more flaring. They're going to harness some of this. They're going to put it to work. And anyone who's around a farmer knows that anhydrous is in short supply. And it's a big part of what we're doing here now with the raising of corn. So it's a perfect fit for the corn growers to have taken an aggressive stance and to make part of all of this, Don.
Well, I totally agree, obviously. It is a great move. You know, and as you look at the both ends of this thing, starting with natural gas, regardless of where it comes from, it's in abundant supply. And, of course, the reason is there's so much oil discovery going on that natural gas as a byproduct is just there. And so in North Dakota, for instance, I think my numbers are close because I've gotten them out of North Dakota information sources. They are flaring right now about 40% of the natural gas that comes out of the ground, and that translates at current prices for natural gas to about $3.6 million a day. So in North Dakota, there are $3.6 million unrecoverable dollars going up in smoke as natural gas.
Yeah, and that's just waste. That's just wasted energy. Don Poninger is the CEO of Northern Plains Nitrogen. I know you're going to be holding a series of meetings. Don, when does all this kick in, and has it kicked in already? I mean, a lot of people who are listening right now through the News and Views radio network are going to want to come and hear about this and see if it's something worth investing in.
Well, I appreciate that part as well. We are kicking off this major seed capital undertaking on Monday, next Monday, the 11th, with a meeting in Devil's Lake. And from there, I have the list in front of me, and we span all of North Dakota. There will be a meeting within not very far driving distance from people listening to your radio station, I'm sure. But the 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th, we have three meetings a day. Then the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st, we have three meetings a day as well. And so that meeting schedule is available on our website, which is northernplainsnitrogen.com. And we would really like to see people in the audience taking a look at an opportunity here that is intriguing to North Dakota agriculture.
Who qualifies, Don? I mean, if I'm not an ag producer, which I'm not, I'm in radio now, if I wanted to be a part owner, do I qualify?
Well, the Securities Exchange Commission has some very, very stringent rules. And so to say that we just go out and flog this thing and try and convince people to buy regardless of whether or not they have the wherewithal is not the plan at all. You have to qualify under their rules. I won't go into them now, but you have to be a, quote, accredited investor, which means you have a minimum income or minimum net worth. But, you know, when you take a look at the way agriculture has performed over the last while and the price of land, people who own land and farm probably will qualify. As for others, they have to meet the same restrictions, and they are a bit onerous. But for serious investors, I think they can probably find a way.
Don, your experience in all of this, what brought you to the place where they said, you know what, Don, you're the one we want to head this thing up?
Well, my background is in the fertilizer and chemical industry. I was responsible for the Simplot, the J.R. Simplot plant, nitrogen plant in Brandon, Manitoba, for several years. Then I moved to Idaho with the J.R. Simplot company. So this is not my first rodeo. For the past couple of years, I have been consulting in agriculture, and when I was approached by those involved with the North Dakota corn growers and with some people they had brought on board, it looked like perhaps the best fit I had seen. To put it in perspective, if you look around the world, nitrogen plants are generally located where natural gas is abundant and cheap. And till very recently, that has not been North America. So as a result, North America, the United States in particular, imports almost 60% of the nitrogen it uses. And so to be able to push some of those imports back down the river where they come from and build a plant where the highest priced nitrogen in the U.S. is being consumed seems like a natural to me.
Don Pottinger is our guest. He is CEO of Northern Plains Nitrogen. Don, hang with me, because I think that a lot of the people that are listening to you right now may not be able to attend one of your public meetings that you have beginning on the 11th in Devil's Lake and doing three a day for a number of days. I'm sure you're going to be close by them, but people are in the middle of harvest, and let's face it, Don, it's deer hunting coming up this weekend, so they may want to talk to you by phone. Do you mind taking a call or two for me, Don?
I'd like to.
All right, 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. With a long history of being, I don't know why I want to use the word fertilizer, but certainly makes the corn grow. Don, I'm going through some of these dates. This is a really aggressive schedule you have starting on the 11th. You're in Devil's Lake, then Devil's Lake is at 9, Grand Forks at 1, Mayville at 7. The next day you're off to Oaks at 9, Valley City at 1, Fargo at 7. The next day, Wednesday the 13th, you're off to Jamestown at 9, Carrington at 1, Cooperstown at 7, and then the next day, Thursday, you're in Grand Forks at 9 and Grafton at 1. That's just 1 week. You go on after that to the next Monday, Bismarck, Wishick, Lemoore, Tuesday, Ellendale, Foreman, Lisbon, Wednesday, Fergus Falls, Wapton, Hankinson, Thursday, Millbank, Watertown, Aberdeen, and then, of course, you spend that next week at the Northern Ag Expo and that Thursday of that next first week in December in Sioux Falls. Don? Are you a married man? Is your wife going to leave you after this? I mean, you're going to be a busy man here.
Well, there are several of us who are going to be busy. Darren Anderson, who is the chairman of Northern Plains Nitrogen and former chair of the North Dakota corn growers who is hopefully listening to this show in his combine at Valley City should wrap up today, he told me. He'll be along as well as some other people, including the Valad investment advisors from Sioux Falls. So we're pretty well staffed, but you're right. It is an onerous schedule.
With the experience that you have and the availability of the natural gas and the knowledge of the need of anhydrous, I mean, those are three pretty good components to involve in all of this. Are you comfortable knowing with ag prices down somewhat this year, and knowing that in an economy where we're still sitting there waiting for a farm bill, are you comfortable that we're doing the right thing by saying let's build this doggone thing?
Absolutely. I'll give you a couple of reasons for my positive position. First of all, the plant that we are contemplating and are well along towards designing will be among the most, perhaps the most efficient in the world. In other words, new technology has enabled producers to manufacture anhydrous ammonia using less gas than old technology. To put it in perspective, the rule of thumb, say 20 years ago when most plants were 30, when most existing U.S. plants and Canadian plants were built, they used between 33 and 35 MMBTU, million BTUs, to produce a ton of ammonia. The ones we're looking at are projected to use about 28. So if you take natural gas at any price, use $4, it's near there now. And if you have a 5 or 6 MMBTU saving right off the top, it puts you in a preferential position. And then, of course, add to that the fact that Grand Forks, the location, is within a trucking distance of millions of acres. And so we see the availability of natural gas combined with the efficiencies of conversion of the plants we're contemplating alongside the acres of corn and other high nitrogen crops that are now counting on imported product being pretty compelling.
You know, you can find out a lot of this information at northernplainsnitrogen.com. Don, will a lot of this product go north of the border? I mean, you have an experience on the Canadian side. Is there as big of a demand there as what there is south of the border?
Well, it varies from year to year, from crop to crop, season to season. To say that there is or isn't would probably be accurate or inaccurate one time or another. But to put it in perspective, corn is a big user of nitrogen, and there are over 4 million acres of corn in North Dakota, and I think 12 in Minnesota, and patch that up against the South Dakota, which is also big. So that's nearby. Then when you move up into Canada, which is only 80 miles from Grand Forks, last year there were 22 million acres of canola in Western Canada, which is also a big user of nitrogen. And so to say where the product will go is impossible because markets shift and it's a global market. But to say that the need is there, regardless of where the product goes to or comes from, is accurate.
Okay, I want to get Lyle on with you here. Lyle, you're on with Don Pottinger. Go ahead, Lyle.
Hi, two questions. Do you have to be a North Dakota resident to invest?
No.
Okay, and the other question is like a minimum investment, is that like $20,000 or what's minimum?
Thanks. Good question. The minimum investment in this seed capital round is $15,000. And the way it works is as follows. That gives you three units of $5,000 each. Three times five, $15,000. That's the minimum. However, this is a seed capital round. And with the seed capital round, there are, you know, there's no shovels in the ground. There's no smokestacks to point at. And so the money is more, quote, at risk. As a result, there is a 3-to-1 multiplier for money invested. In other words, if you invest $15,000 in the seed capital round, once the final full equity run gets in place and comes to completion, you will have three times whatever amount you invest. It's an investment opportunity for people, I think, who see the potential and who want to get in the door early. And to put it in perspective,
yep, Don. Hang on with me. I want to close out with you after this. Stick around. More coming your way. You can see it from space. Understand that. the flaring going on in western North Dakota in the oil patch. You can see it from space. There's that much flaring going on. And Don Pottinger and the team at Northern Plains Nitrogen are saying, let's not waste that energy. Let's get it in the pipeline, get it to Grand Forks, North Dakota, and turn it into nitrogen and what the world needs, which is an ability to get some anhydrous into the ground and get some corn growing. I'm taking more time than what I asked Don for. So thank you, Don, for giving us a little bit more time. But talk to me a little bit, if you would, about, you know, corn prices themselves. How much does that affect what you're doing here?
Well, you got to look at it from probably two different standpoints. Human nature being what it is, when corn is, say, $8, let's just use that as an example, the farmers are out, they're tilling up the ditches, they're burning the sloughs, they're removing habitats so they can grow more $8 corn. Then when the price slides, like it has recently, and we're not sure where it's going to end up, they change their tune. And, you know, I'm here to tell you, or ask you, I suppose, when is that next bushel of corn more important in your acre of ground? When corn's $8 or $4? The point that I'm making is, when the price of corn moves down, or whatever other crop is growing, the price of fertilizer will move down with it. It just does. Fertilizer is a result of the cost of what it grows rather than what it costs to produce it, generally speaking. And so it's quite easy for me to make the case. I don't have the time or the resources here and now, but when corn gets to $3 or $4, that next bushel is more important, and you can't grow it without nitrogen or other important inputs. And so the fact that the price has slid may even add importance to this project.
Yeah, I think you made a pretty good argument without going into it in too deep a detail. Steve, you're on with Don. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, say, I received a flyer in Ag Week concerning this, and I'm wondering, is this still the same old, whatever you want to call it, equity drive that requires you to have $1 million net worth and or $200,000 net income, even to invest?
It is the same. You're right.
Okay. Well, that's, I don't know if you brought that out or what, but, I mean, that narrows down your pool of investors significantly, but and how are you going to compete with Senex Harvest States when they get their plant up and running by Jamestown?
Let me just answer your first point first, if you don't mind. I will get to the second one. In no way are we trying to conceal the requirements. They're written right on the information that is distributed to the people, including what you're probably looking at. And so the SEC makes it very clear that we and others doing the same thing as we do comply with the requirements that they have in place for investors. And so I'd like to make sure that is clear. CHS is looking at building a plant at Spiritwood. If I were a grower, I would stand back and say, I hope they both go, because that would mean two plants that are not too far from where I happen to farm. From the standpoint of those of us at Northern Plains Nitrogen, and I speak only for Northern Plains, not CHS, two plants side by side or near side by side in North Dakota will not be sufficient to replace the product that's being imported into that area right now. In fact, it will probably be 25% short. And so the point is, the imports are large into the area. The need for product is not going to go away. And the requirements of plants in the area will not solve, or the output of the plants will not solve the nitrogen import situation unless there are more than the two that are on the docket.
Well, one more time, give me that website so people know when to come out for the meetings.
NorthernPlainsNitrogen.com.
There you go. Don, thank you so much for your time. Look forward to meeting you and visiting with you more in the future.
Thank you very much, and thanks for giving us this opportunity.
You bet. Don Pottinger. It's exciting. I mean, it's really exciting when you think about it. I'm going to tie in now.